In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
It is a joy to be with you on this, the Sunday of Palms, the day in which we celebrate the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem as he goes up to Jerusalem, preparing himself and us for his week of passion, for his crucifixion, for his death, burial, descent into Hades, and for his resurrection, the life that he gives to us through these salvific acts. We celebrate all of this today, and we do so striving to have a particular character of heart and of mind. If you've been listening to the hymnography for Lazarus Saturday, and then for today, and very particularly for today, then you hear that those who bore witness to the miraculous, life-giving works of Christ were the children. And I would even dare to say that yesterday during our homily, we saw that the children still can teach us many things. We are called to have hearts that are innocent as children's hearts, that are faithful and obedient as children's hearts. We are called to call upon the Lord and say, Hosanna, Lord, save. To say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We are called to have a mind and a heart that is characterized by humility, by faithfulness, by the joy of the coming of the Lord. For those of us who are adults, who declared with one voice yesterday that we live in tombs, but who are striving in self-knowledge to come forth from those, it is incumbent upon us to search out within ourselves the childlike faith that was the inspiration of our falling in love with Christ. We did not fall in love with Christ because we were logically or rationally argued into love. We did not fall into love with Christ because somebody said to us, this is the proper way to liturgize and worship. We did not fall in love with Christ because somebody said to us, this is the way you practice asceticism. This is the way you pray. This is the way that you have devotions. We do all those things because we fell in love with him. We do all those things because we discovered how much he loves us. And fell in love with his love for us. And fell in love with him as he was revealed to us. As he opened up to us his faithfulness to us. His love for us. His obedience even to us. He shows to us how deep and perfect and abiding is his love. And that is why we fell in love with him. And so we ran to him. We ran to him with open hearts, with open minds, with open hands. We wanted to give to him our life, so much so that we were willing to die to everything that was not him and to be filled only with his Spirit. And then, after we did that, we decided to start building brick by brick a tomb for us to be in. This brick is how I reason out my faith. This brick is how I make sure that I am fasting properly. This brick is how I am sure that I am praying properly, so that I can make sure that I do not fall short, I do not fail, that God will reward me with his light, with his love, with his life, with perfection, with holiness, with an easy life, with contentment, with ease, with pleasure, because I prayed properly, I fasted properly, I know the liturgy properly, I know the theology of the church properly. I watched the right videos, I read the right books, I listened to the right podcasts, and we forgot our first love. It is one of the calls of the book of Revelation to remember your first love. Our first love is he who loved us before we even knew ourselves, before we even had life, before we were loved by our parents, before we were loved by siblings, by our spouse or loved ones, before we were known by our friends and accepted into that group, before anyone loved us, our first love was the love that gave us existence, an existence that was always intended to be itself the enfleshment of divine love. I've said it before, I will say it again. Each and every one of you is the incarnation of divine love. You have being because of divine love. You breathe because of divine love. You live in a world that is divine love to you. There is nothing that exists except divine love. All our pain, all our suffering, all our wars are real illusions of life. They're real because we, being made in the image of God, can incarnate divine love and holiness, but we also can create and incarnate evil. And we make that which is not divine, that which is nothingness, we make nothingness real because we're made in the image of God and therefore are able to create as He creates. To enflesh, because He has made us the place where divine creativity dwells. So we do that, but it is a real illusion of life. It is nothingness. Even before we die, we have, by our choices for these things, for strife and suffering and for war, we have chosen to go into the nothingness out of which we came. The nothingness that is the absence of love. But our life is God's love for us. Every particle of you, every atom of you, every neutron and all the things that I've forgotten, all those things, every little part of it is love. It is love. The whole world is constantly saying, Lord, save, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, except for us. Because we say so often, I have to be perfect first. Only then will I let the Lord in. I have to be God sometimes is what we say. Or I don't want that. I want this instead. And we are content with the nothingness that we create. But what we have revealed to us this weekend is that all of that is a tomb. And the children reveal to us what freedom is. Freedom is to say, Lord, save. Not Father Matthew, save. Not I myself, save. It is to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Rather than saying, no, Lord, you can't come until I have everything perfect for you. I don't want to be the one who houses you until I can make sure it's all perfect. I don't want you to see how ugly my house is. I don't want you to see how dirty it is. I don't want you to see how dirty the house of my soul is. So you can't come yet. No, the children don't care. We all know they don't care if the house is dirty. But they are still happy to have friends and family and guests come. That is to be like a child. And I know we're laughing about that, but I mean it with awe. I mean it with respect. I mean it as something to be aspiring towards. It doesn't matter how dirty our soul is. We can still say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Because he is blessing us by his coming. We can still say, Lord save. Because we are seeking to have the same humility that he had when he decided to become one of us. And that is perhaps the great lesson for those of us who are adults and who are in the tomb, is that we are striving to acquire the same humility that Christ had when he decided to become a child. The same humility, which is an ease with life. It's just an ease with the realities of life that children have. They don't worry about where the next thing is going to come from, generally speaking. They don't worry about the evils of tomorrow. They are content and happy and free, knowing that they are loved by the people that are around them. Certainly, we live in a broken world, and that is not always the case, and so we keep all peoples in our heart and in our prayers. But that is how we understand what childhood should be. And that is what we pray to become spiritually. May God grant this day and every day that we seek the humility of the Christ child and the humility of every Christ child that we have in our lives, who reveals to us, who reminds us of our first love, of the need to be faithful and trusting and to remember our first love, and that we have been loved and we fell in love with Him. And to let that be what dictates our thoughts and our words and our heart and our actions. And not make of ourselves what we think is a God, but is actually a tomb. May God grant that to us. This day, the Sunday of Palms, is the day when Christ enters into Jerusalem in order to fill all things with His humility. The children receive Him and the adults crucify Him. But He saves both. Do not be afraid of salvation, because whether you are a child or an adult, whether you have the heart of a child or the heart of an adult, Christ comes to save all. So blessed is He who comes in the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Forgive me.